Good evening. Welcome to the town board meeting this evening, the 14th of June, and if you'd join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I borrow somebody's agenda? Because I can't find mine. Yeah, I'm really ready.
Maureen, do you have an extra copy of the agenda?
No agenda.
Yes. For you or
tonight?
Here.
Yeah. Mine went somewhere when I was
doing my research. I usually sell them, but you can have
research.
It for free.
Do you want this one?
No. You good?
Okay. Yep. Okay, a few items to go over before we get the meeting started. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on this posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners for the county or the Board of County Commissioners or the Planning Commission for final action. So this is not the final action. This is our recommendation to those two boards. At this time, if you turn off your cell phones or mute them or in some way muffle them so that they do not interrupt the meeting. And if you have any conversations you'd like to take up with someone sitting next to you or across the room, if you would take them out into the hallway there or the lobby behind you, because it makes it very difficult to hear up here if there's people in the audience out there that are chattering and carrying on. We greatly appreciate it. I'll leave the other two items that are on the agenda to you to take a look at. Let the record reflect that that all of the board members are present. And do we have any county introductions? Oh, they left us on. Okay. There she is. All right. We'll be moving on to number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited during this meeting to 3 minutes, and please step up to the speaker's microphone that's here on the table. And clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. It's really important if you use the microphone. I know that some of you probably have a booming voice. Press up on the button so that the little light comes on, because the meeting is recorded and you can listen to it in a few days on the website, county's website, if you care to. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes of the May 31st meeting, 2022?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve our last meeting's minutes with no corrections or changes.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for May 31st, 2022 with no changes or corrections. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for June 14th, 2022.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening, June 14th, 2022. With no holds or changes.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for June 14th, 2022 this evening with no holds or changes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Any information items? Nope. Okay. Moving on to number six, planning and zoning. Item number one, ET 22-400064, WS 18-0613, Herrera, Alicia, waiver of development standards, second extension of time to reduce the side setback for a partial constructed room addition in conjunction with existing single-family residence on 0.5 acres in the RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, generally located on the east side of Firethorn Lane and 90 feet north of Buckford Lane within Paradise. Is that individual here or their representative? So we'll trail that. Are you sure you don't like this? It's got some light.
Oh, you're on trade check.
Yeah. Item number two, NZC 220296, Bartus Mary 15 LLC and Penguins Nevada LLC, zone change to reclassify 2.7 acres from RE Rural Estates Residential Zone to R1 Single Family Residential Zone. Waivers of development standards for the following: reduced street intersection offset, and two, reduced landscaping width. Design review for the proposed single-family residential development, generally located on the north side of Russell Road and the west side of Land Boulevard within Paradise.
Good evening. I'm Greg Borgel, 3747 Heritage Avenue, here representing this proposed development. Just to orient you a little here, here is the Russell Road Land Boulevard intersection. This will be a single cul-de-sac, so it'll be 13 homes coming off of that cul-de-sac.
Is that microphone on?
Lights on. Oh,
lights on, okay.
You can raise my voice, but.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's on. Not your fault, I'm just saying.
In the interim, I'll raise my voice.
Okay.
And with respect to it being a non-conforming zone change, there we go. It is non-conforming only because the parcel has been planned for commercial, which obviously this is more compatible with the neighborhood in less intense way than the commercial that would be allowed there. This developer specializes in picking up parcels like this, smaller parcels, where he can develop a quality product. The examples I passed out are examples that he has used. They aren't necessarily exactly what would be built in this subdivision, but this, so this quality and this type that he intends to proceed. The staff has recommended, oh, by the way, do we want to get number three out of the way at the same time?
Okay. Item number three, TM 22500100, Bartus Mary 15 LLC, tentative map consisting of 13 residential lots and common lots on 2.7 acres in R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the north side of Russell Road and the west side of Land Boulevard, Den Paradise.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
On the first item, item two, it is recommended for approval by the planning staff. And with numerous conditions imposed by Public Works to ensure, you know, the usual design elements that they require. And the applicant has reviewed those conditions and agrees to them. The map, similarly, is largely the responsibility of the Public Works rather than the planners, but once again, they've recommended approval. There are conditions. The applicant has reviewed and agreed to the conditions. Our feeling is that the staff report is pretty thorough and pretty effective, and they basically say that this is compatible and appropriate to the area, and that is exactly what this developer intended when he came in and presented the project. And I might add that I've worked for him on other similar projects, and that is always his intent, which is to build a quality product that will be a favorable attribute of the community. So I'm inclined to hear any comments or input from you or the neighbors and respond as we can.
Okay. Is there anyone here in the audience like to speak on this item? Okay. If you'd like to come forward, give us your name and address for the record, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Board. RHN 4241 East Russell. We just want to make sure that it's not going to be overpowering and very large homes. But we want to know the height of the homes, and we're diagonally across the street from there. And everything in the neighborhood is currently rural, except for the north side of Russell Road. Do you have an extra one of those pictures? There's just a side.
There's an example of a two-story home and an example of a one-story home. Again, those are examples
that shows the kind of homes they build. But they do not build what we call McMansions. That is not their style. Their style is to build to the market. And so both of these, they feel, would be examples of what they would do with a single story and with a two story. And they will probably be both kinds, a single story and two stories. But that's really decided by the market. In other words, they will offer people both kinds. And if everybody's buying single story, then that's what they'll sell. They have not had the experience where everybody wants big houses, and so and that isn't what they specialize in. So I think
some of the other people in the neighborhood are just concerned about the two-story homes overlooking their backyards, because it's a very narrow backyard with the proposed area. So as long as there's not a lot of privacy infringement, I don't think there's any challenge.
I didn't mean to take that away.
No.
I did want to respond to that specific point, though, because it's a very valid one. There are only two kinds of plans proposed here. One is the single story, which obviously doesn't affect anybody's visibility. And the two story, which when you do the two story, you give extra setback to any adjacent properties. And so the concern is basically addressed by the design that they're using. It would either be a single story home, which could hardly be objected to, or if it's a smaller two-story home, they are a little taller, but they're pulled back further from the property line.
So is there anyone else that has any comments they'd like to make? Okay, seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I attended the neighborhood meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It was very positive. The concern about the two-story homes overlooking was addressed, and the developer was very conscious in saying that if there was any way possible to avoid that, they would. That they could easily put the two stories up against Russell Road. But again, until he actually sold the homes, because they don't build them all out at once and sell them, they sell them and then build it. They would have to see how many of it ended up being two-story versus one-story. So he is very conscious about it, or that's what he said at the neighborhood meeting. And from the heights you asked about, it's 23 feet on a single story and 26 feet on a two-story. So they have high roofs is what they're showing on the one-story, just so it's not like a drastic, because there's only 13 homes. I think it's going to be a great asset to the neighborhood in terms of value, bringing in newer homes. And I even suggested to him that maybe snap up some of the rest of the old dilapidated homes on Russell and just improve the whole area there, since he's not afraid of being on that main street. So I think it's going to be a really good project for the entire area.
Is there any data about how...
Sir, it's closed to the public at this point. Thank you.
We'll be available in the lobby right away.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
If I may. I agree that I believe that this is a much better use of the property than a commercial development will be. And I think that... this particular project looks really good, and I think it would fit in with the neighborhood very well. So if nobody has any other questions or comments, I'd like to make a motion for approval of item number 2 and item number 3.
So we have a motion to approve items number 2 and 3. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and it goes to the Planning Commission on 6/21, and if you'd like to talk with or you can talk to him out there in the lobby, and he can probably answer a whole lot more questions for you. Okay, item number 4, UC 2202-7945-30, 4560, 4570 Eastern LLC, use permits for the following: 1, personal services; 2, minor training facility; and 3, permanent makeup in conjunction with an existing office park on 3.3 acres in a CP office and professional zone generally located 180 feet east of Eastern Avenue, 300 feet south of Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Come on up. Hi, I'm here to do the best
the
that I
mic,
can.
The microphone, there you go. Push that up so the light comes on, and if you'd give us your name and address first.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm trying to do the best that I can. As you can see, it's not my first language.
Okay.
So, and also it's my first
time. Did we get a name and address, please?
Yes. My name is Erica Garcia. I come representing to Magic Body Sculpt.
What is the address, please?
The address is 4560 Southeastern Avenue, number 18.
Okay.
So, the reason that I'm here is because I'm applying for a U.S. permit. And I believe that it should be approved because that building has proper features to the type of business that we are doing. And also, it's going to be an improvement for this area, this zone, because we are training. We're training people, and we are trying to get another open position. And the type of services that we provide, it is like to exhibit school and body control. Doesn't interfere in anything that may be affecting to the neighborhood. We're not going to be noise. So I don't know what shall I do, but and what shall I tell you guys? I don't know. I think that this is going to fit perfectly in this type of zone because we wanted to open the opportunity for other people to try to come or turn to this beauty field. I don't know what shall I do. But have you ever heard about the body control? It is a new procedure, non-invasive new procedures that it's going to come out in a few months. You want to hear and listen more about this type of thing. New generation of
building.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I would make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You do have to go to the Planning Commission on June 21st.
Thank you.
Okay.
So much.
Thank you. Item number 5, WS220259, Viking Land 2, Inc. Waiver of development standards to reduce the rear yard setback for a proposed single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the east side of West Van Court and the south side of Viking Road within Paradise.
Hello, Frank Antonacci, A-N-T-O-N-A-C-C-I.
Did you push it up?
Make
push
the
light
on.
There you go.
Hello.
Okay. And the spelling of your last name, I didn't catch.
Sorry about that. Frank Antonacci, A-N-T-O-N-A-C-C-I, 11358 Quantum Brooks, Las Vegas, Nevada, 9183. We're building, I'm the general contractor, we're building a 7-home subdivision. One of the lots has a setback that is less than the required 20 feet, and we're asking to reduce that to 15 feet. Can I pass out a...
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The home was rotated in an orientation to allow it to be moved forward in the cul-de-sac enough to allow 20 feet in the backyard. However, we could not achieve that, so we're looking to reduce the backyard to 15 feet and the front yard up to 10 feet from the porch. Not the actual home itself, but from the porch.
Okay.
Okay.
All the other lots on the development have a 40-plus foot backyard.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? If I could come forward, give us your name and address for the record. Let her have the microphone.
My name is Valerie Bernstein, 34 BERNSTEIN. My address is 3474 East Saddle Avenue. My property is just south of this cul-de-sac. Why do you want it shorter? What's the reasoning behind that?
If you address the board, questions, and then we'll let him answer.
My question is, why does he want the variance changed?
Okay.
If it's set at 20, you have to have a good reason to change it, I suspect.
Okay. Anything else you need from me?
And I wanted to know, are you going to build a privacy wall? There's about a 20, I'm guessing about 25-foot public easement, but it's my property that separates us. And then I guess I'd have 15 feet before I was in their back door. I've lived in the house for almost 20 years and enjoyed naked swimming and, you know, just privacy. And I'd like to continue that. I think building that house, it just looks wonky. You got all these houses and then you got, you know, this one house. I think it's going to look aesthetically a little bit weird. It blocks my view of the mountains. they haven't been the greatest and most considerate contractors as far as dust control. I spoke to Frank on the phone. I know we've had a really windy spring summer, but I've been fighting dust and my pool has been a mess. And, you know, I called him, I didn't call dust control. I just wanted, you know, a good reason why I should kind of give an inch when I feel like now I'm giving an inch at all. They've taken away my mountain view. They, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's about it.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chair. Valerie, if I may.
Listen. Yeah, let me.
Can you point out where your house is?
Yeah, where, okay.
That's the
property.
That's the one house.
Are you the one
about
right behind it?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah.
But this isn't the configuration. Oh, okay, it's shrunk. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah.
And my next door neighbor, he's in agreement with me. It's just.
Is it gray or?
I'm the single story.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I saw that this evening.
But yeah, help me out here, guys.
Okay.
Hi. So
first, you wanted to know why you want a reduction.
So the reduction is simply to build a home, to fit the home on the lot and be able to build there. We submitted a model home to which the seven lots are being built. The same model. It's being flipped with different elevations, which was allowed, and it simply did not fit the criteria for the 20-foot setback. So we're just asking for a reduction. I understand, Valerie.
Is that to get it out of the roadway?
Well, from the cul-de-sac? Originally, the home was oriented all the way to the left, 5 feet from the wall here. And it just simply didn't fit, so we moved it over to the right, and we were able to get a long enough driveway. To the left. We were able to get a long enough driveway and make it fit and push it as close to the road as we possibly could to allow a big enough backyard. The easement she's talking about is a drainage easement. There is a chain link fence where that hard line is. There's another 10 feet, as she says, it could be more, and then there's a block wall. So in fairness, there is a big buffer between her home and then our home. It's not, you know, 10 feet, and she's in a half, you know, quarter or half acre development from, you know, many years ago, and I understand that they don't want this kind of condensed, you know, building. However, there is an apartment complex on either side with condensed housing, much more so than ours.
And her other question was about the wall.
What about the wall?
Privacy of the wall.
There's a chain link fence that's on this line. We certainly could replace it, but there is a block wall further back, 10 feet after the drainage between her and us on both properties. There's a house here and here, and there's a block wall all the way across. Okay. Well, sorry, on hers there is, and then there isn't on this side.
Okay. I'm going to close it and open it to the board for more discussion.
Okay.
Which one of us wants to start first?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Did you have something, Susan?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay. This property is located, I'm on the other side of Heritage, okay, and the home's over there. So it's a couple blocks away. I drove by there again tonight before I came here. And I can understand why you want to set the house back for it. I get that. But what I have a problem with is that I can see her property from the street. So now, is this going to be a two-story house?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So what do you have on the back side of that house? Are there windows on the back side of that house?
Of the house that we're building?
Yeah.
Two below and one up.
And one up. So I kind of see that as an issue, number one. Even if I can see 30-40% of the back of her house from the street, I can imagine what it would be from the backyard. Okay. So is there any kind of a buffer or anything you're willing to do to create that privacy? Because, I mean, they were there before you.
Correct. The second story of the home, the plate height of the home on the first floor is 9 feet, the second floor is 8. So I'm not sure how high we could build something. We're short by 5 feet. We could meet the minimum requirements of Clark County by simply putting a smaller two-story home on there. It would it would take some more time, and then we would not require a waiver to do so, and we would still put a two-story home on there. So I understand her frustration, and we're pushing the home as far to the east as we can. So her backyard, you know, without having a map here, she still has a view between this home and this home. It's quite some distance in between each of the mountain. I don't believe it would block it. And we have not built the home, obviously, yet. So,
how tall is that wall?
The 6 feet, 8 feet, maybe. It's her wall. I mean,
yeah.
We have a chain link fence that separates us between the easement and then her wall and then her property. I really don't know how high we could build some sort of buffer, because when you're on the second floor of a two-story home looking down, you're pretty high up. And again, there is the home to the west.
Can you make
there
that
right now existing that we built with, it's a two-story and there's a single-story, you know, adjacent to it, her neighbor in essence. So
can you make the upper window opaque?
Yeah, that would totally be fine. There's a master bedroom that goes clear across the back of the home. The other three bedrooms are on either side and the front. So if there's one window in the back of the home in the master bedroom that would oversee her home, and if it's required to make that opaque, then we can do that.
Yeah.
As a condition.
Staff was recommending planting three large trees in the rear yard.
Okay.
I'm not real crazy about that because it's not that much rear yard. Is there how
We're asking for a 15-foot setback, so yeah, they're not much.
There's not much, so...
Yeah. If an opaque window...
But, some type of trees or maybe some type of... I just have an issue with trees back there because it's not that big a yard.
I have trees in the
I mean, the backyard would be totally covered with trees once they mature.
Yes.
Not to mention that doesn't do a whole lot good for the neighbor's pool.
Yeah, well, more shedding energy in the pool.
Yeah.
Because we thought we were able to build a home as the civil engineer had planned the subdivision until we realized that there was a 5-foot setback and we could not do that. So we stopped and here I am. But if an opaque window is,
is that something,
over
is that something you would be willing to do?
Absolutely.
With whoever
absolutely.
Has that decision-making process?
Yeah, it just needs to be, that's me. Okay. I have an investor, but I make decisions for him.
Okay.
Not everyone, but if it's a condition, it's a condition. Okay. To be met by the county.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, I'm looking for suggestions.
I have a couple of questions. Yes, one, sir. Talk to me about the chain link fence. Whose fence is it?
The chain link fence was existing.
Is was it built as part of the right of way flood control?
The chain link fence, I don't know. It's a drainage easement. Literally, you can. I mean, obviously, you can see through a chain link fence, but there's a sloping, the downslope from the west to the east, uh-huh. and a drain. That's it for. However often that area fills up, but it's peculiar because it stops right here, and there's nothing feeding it. So somehow there's some drainage that goes.
How much distance is there between that chain link fence and the wall?
At least 10 to 15 feet. Okay. Additional past the 15 feet that we're asking for, well, for our backyard. So there's 25 feet. I mean, it's a lot of room.
I mean, I think opaque window is the best you're going to get with that. I'm not terribly upset about dropping from 20 to 15 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, in this long scheme of things, that sight line of 5 feet doesn't change anything that they would be able to see. And like you're saying, you could just build a smaller home and not ask for that sight line, and they would still have the two-story house that wouldn't need an opaque window. So this would at least give the privacy of not being able to see there. I'm concerned about it being a chain link fence to apparently an open yard. So you have no fence in the back between your chain link fence and this backyard?
The chain link fence separates, there's her property, her wall, the drainage easement,
but
and
your
then
house,
a chain link fence.
So your house, if I stepped out from the backyard, I'd look through a chain link fence.
Yes.
That's my concern, is that... There's no fence for the person who lives there,
okay.
That has no privacy. That's my concern. I know it's not one of the issues here. I understand that.
Are you asking for a condition for us to install some sort of solid fence?
I think it would just help provide some privacy.
Totally.
Because, like she's saying, if I can look through a chain link fence, and let's be real, even if you put fabric on it, that's going to last all of 5 minutes in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
If you could change it to be a, I don't know, they're not called brick fences anymore, mortar fence.
Don't you have walls on the other?
Walls?
Yes, there's block walls all down the east and
is
west
that
side.
Your walls?
And then they're existing.
Okay.
And then we of course will have divider walls on
uh-huh.
each. You can't see that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So why would there not be a wall on the back side?
It's my experience living in front of a wash that those chain link fences on either side are owned by Public Works.
Yes.
Yeah.
They only put in chain link.
Yes.
Yeah.
They
won't
all they
cover
don't want
them
to.
At all.
Yeah.
And so you have to get permission before you put one along the wall there because of the Public Works easement. I've seen issue at one of my shopping centers.
But I think if that could be explored. To see if Public Works would let you put that wall, you might gain some favor from the the neighbors who want more privacy, and also probably would make anyone who buys that home a little happier that they're not looking into a wash.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, you're busting at the seams, so go ahead.
The chain link fence is it has chain link and barbed wire.
Okay.
It used to be a horse ranch.
Okay.
That fence was there when they, it was an open culvert when they built the small rentals to the east of me. They buried the culvert. The culvert drains from Flamingo back there, and then it goes all the way out to Viking. It crosses Viking. It goes all the way through your development, and it drains on Twang. It doesn't stop where the grade is. And that fence, it's all dilapidated. Who is going to buy a $500,000+ home and look at a chain link fence with barbed wire?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not going to work.
Well, one thing I'll say about your concern, it's going to be a house whether it's 5 feet variance or not.
Yes.
There's a house going on that property. That's mm-hmm. what the property's for. That's what's going to be there. His only variance is 5 feet in the backyard. The staff didn't say you have to build a fence. It's up to him. If building a fence makes a difference to the future yeah. buyer or not, if they, I'm sure whoever buys it will put up a fence if he doesn't, but he'd probably sell faster if he put up a fence. But considering that that drainage is there, that's still a public works easement that
yeah.
you have to investigate. So, I mean, as far as what we have here, it's are we going to give him 5 feet or not? And that's only 5 feet.
We yeah, don't. I don't see an issue with 5 feet
mm-hmm.
in the long and short of it. So, Mr. Chair,
okay.
If no one has any more comments or questions,
mm-hmm.
I make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
With the recommendation of Pank Window, which he is agreeable
yeah.
to.
Yes.
So that should be in there. He's agreeable to adding an
opaque window.
Windows will be opaque on the back side of the
second floor.
Yeah.
The second floor of the house. Let's see, I think that about covers it.
Yeah.
So we have a motion to approve, subject to staff's condition with a recommendation of opaque window the window on the second floor is opaque rather than planting three large trees?
Yes.
Correct.
Planting three large trees. And I think that about covers it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Also, and that get in there that the builder agrees to that.
Yeah.
This goes to the Planning Commission on the 21st of June. Maybe the two of you can get together before then and discuss that wall situation in the back. But you may have issues with Public Works
okay.
with that. We don't know.
Okay.
Okay. That about covers it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Be sure the window's opaque.
Yes, sir.
I'll be watching.
Opaque facing the right way.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I was item number one. I don't know if
okay, well, then you can link to the end. Thank you. Okay. Item number six.
If you could take your discussion outside, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Item number six, ET 22400071 UC 200154, Paradise and Twain Holdings LLC, use permit first extension of time for a restaurant with a drive-thru. Waivers development standards for the following: 1, allow vivid hues, no longer required; 2, alternative landscaping; and 3, alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for a restaurant on 0.6 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment zone and a C1 local business zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Paradise Road and Twain Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Greg Borgel again, representing the developer here, 3747 Heritage Avenue for my address. What's before you is an extension of time, but I did want to hand out the detail that shows that this is a quality development with abundant landscaping, adequate parking, etc. So that was the purpose of the handout, this handout. There's a little history that goes with this, as you can probably tell. But if I can quote directly from page 3 of the staff report, the applicant states that they have refined the plans in coordination with Public Works for improvements to Paradise Road, which have taken longer than originally contemplated. Let me be clear. What has taken longer than originally contemplated is the Public Works production of their plans. Our plans are done, right? Well, there's a set. Full civil plans have been turned into the county. I don't mean to be terribly pointed about this, but the county sometimes has a way when staff turns over, which has happened on this property, to come up with odd results. And so the history here is that when we came in the first time to get this project approved, the understanding was that the county would be prepared to improve Paradise Road within the period that we were being approved for our application, which was a couple of years. They were basically ready to go, but they wanted us to dedicate a substantial piece of land off of this important and valuable corner property in order to go forward with the project. And our response was, okay, if you're ready to go, we're ready to dedicate the land. But we want to make sure that in that single construction that you're doing on Paradise Road, that you include the water line that has to be constructed across Paradise, along Twain, which would serve us, but it would serve everyone else too. Okay, we want to make sure that's in the first phase. We don't want to build our project and then find that there's no water to connect to, or that the water will come later, etc. Well, we've now ended up in the mode where the 2 years have run out. We have designed our corner. We are ready to build. We had to seek an extension of time because the county is still not ready to build. They are working on it, so I don't want to be too critical, but they have a way of shooting themselves in the foot here if they try hard enough. If this were to be denied, which is strictly a Public Works recommendation, the planning staff's fine with the project and the extension of time. If it were to be denied, the effect is that we wouldn't build this project. We'd go build other pink boxes, because that's what this is. This is a pink box restaurant donut shop. We'd go build other ones around town and wait till they condemned the property and paid us for the part they need to do Paradise. And they still have to put in the water line. And that's when we'd go build this. So the effect of the denial recommended by Public Works is fairly clearly shooting themselves in the foot. We're ready to go. We're ready to cooperate. But the trade-off is they have to build the project in the near future, at which time we will dedicate, not within 30 days, because they aren't going to be ready within 30 days, but when they are ready to go forward and it includes the water line that everyone needs, we will dedicate the land. And so we would ask that you approve the item as recommended by staff. I will tell you that our representation at the next level at the county commission is going to be, we don't think Public Works is going to be ready within 30 days, so don't tell us to dedicate our land and keep waiting. We will be happy to dedicate to facilitate the project and the water line that we need and everyone else needs. But that's one project. That's not, maybe we'll get to the water line some other year. That's it.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. I was looking at the extended until April of 2024. Do you have any clue if that's going to be?
Well, I can tell you that people have been out from Public Works marking the street which usually means they're, and by the way, I want to be fair to that. It's a complex project, though, because among other things, I'm working on the other side of the street where they also need dedication in what I'm going to call the de facto homeless facility under the drainage, which we're going to control and fix once they get around to designing that portion of it. So, I mean, it's a complex project. But it does mean that they're getting serious about building, but it's probably because of the complexity and the length of it on Paradise, and they're adding a lane on Paradise, which requires that they get an easement or a condemnation off of the people to the east of us, in where, among other things, there's a new apartment building and so forth. They're going to take out some of their landscaping, which the water district also wants them to take out. It becomes a pretty complex project. It might take more than a year, and that's why they recommended 2 years.
Okay. To commence.
Once we commence, it'll be over.
Can I ask a question just out of curiosity?
Sure.
Because there used to be something on that corner.
The gas station.
It's been torn down for a while. Didn't they have water at some time?
Well, I'm sure they did. It was a gas station.
There was a gas station there because I lived... When I first moved here, they had just built the apartments that are now Siegel Suites.
Right.
That's where I started. And there was a gas station there, and I know they had water because I was over there a couple of times with my car. So,
but a new water line is needed to serve us and everyone else.
That whole area is... It would be nice to see this get done. You've got the Eclipse apartments right across the street.
That's the place that's going to lose half their landscaping, though, when they put in the extra lane. And that's one of the people who perhaps have helped delay the project because they may not be anxious to lose their landscaping. I don't know that.
Okay. Well,
we're game. And we've turned in the literal civil plans to do our project.
Well, as long as you're willing to wait, they're losing income every day it can't be built. So if you're willing to wait...
We're not willing to wait. We don't have a choice. If they're not ready to build it, we can't make them build all of Paradise. But we've turned in the plans for our part.
So, Mr. Chair, if nobody has any other comments, concerns, or questions... I'd like to make a motion to approve this particular project using the preliminary staff conditions, the if approved, modifying the public works development review condition by striking under the first bullet, Maureen.
Hang on 1 second. Okay. Removal of the first bullet?
No, not removing it.
Oh.
Striking out 30 days, two. So it would start with coordinate with public works. And that's the only change.
So we have a motion. Does the secretary have any?
I got it.
You got it. So we have a motion to approve, subject to the, if approved, staff conditions until April 21st, 2024 to commence, and striking under public works 30 days, too. And it would start out coordinate with public works. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you again, and good evening.
Sure like to see it get going. Another improvement to that area. Item number 7, UC220280, Parball Newco LLC. Use permits for the following. Allow primary means of access to accessory buildings from exterior of the resort, and 2, deviations as shown per plans on file. Deviations for the following. Allow alternative landscaping and pedestrian realm, and 2, all other deviations as depicted per plans on file. Waiver development standards to reduce setback. Design review for accessory buildings, tavern, restaurant, retail, for resort hotel, horseshoe, on 30.0 acres in H1 limited resort apartment zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Did you do both items?
You want that other one too? Okay.
Yeah.
Moving right along. Number 8, BS220281, Farball Newco LLC, vacated and abandoned easements of interest to Clark County, located between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Colville Lane, and between Flamingo Road and Bellagio Drive. Alignment within Paradise. Description on file.
Thank you. Good evening. Jennifer Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza, drive here tonight on behalf of Grand Bazaar. So as you all probably know, Grand Bazaar sits right in front of Bally's on Flamingo and Las Vegas Boulevard. And what they want to do is there's a couple of buildings that are right up adjacent to Las Vegas Boulevard that with this plan, we would be tearing those buildings down and building two new flagship buildings right here on Las Vegas Boulevard. The result of doing that is that we would have to reroute a portion of the pedestrian access easement, which we have had meetings with both planning and public works to make sure that they are comfortable with that new route. And so the route comes here off of the pedestrian escalator that the pedestrian bridge goes behind building number one and then comes back out towards Las Vegas Boulevard, goes in front of building two, and then crosses that alley to get to Paris right next door. Building one is going to be Old Red. If any of you are familiar or fans of country music, you know that that's Blake Shelton's bar. Very excited. Ryman is the developer and builder of that. They've got him in Nashville. It's a very fun concept. And then building two is likely going to be a concept called Bottle Blonde. Again, a multi-level bar that's popular in, I think there's one in Texas and Florida that I'm aware of, and maybe even other places. So those are the two, we call them flagship buildings. Design-wise, this is Old Red. It has this brick facade, some outdoor activations on the rooftop with a stage that faces north. There will be the pedestrian bridge coming over from the Bellagio. We'll have the ability for a second floor entrance directly into Old Red, which we've talked about with Public Works, and they're okay with that concept. We just have to sign some documents. Blonde is similar, but not as much brick, a little bit more modern, and that's like the second building. So we appreciate, we worked with staff on this for quite some time. We appreciate them recommending approval of it, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone in the public like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open
it. Remind me next time that I want a controversial item. I'm going to come election night and be with you guys. Nobody's here.
Nobody's here. It's not very controversial. And open it to the board.
I just have a question. Are they going to re-theme, since those are
the rest of it?
So what's all the...
To my knowledge, not a re-theme, but there is something that you never saw because it went into just administrative design review because we're not really increasing the square footage. But if you remember it, there's these three buildings with these narrow little walkways. And so now we kind of have this thing that comes over all of it and kind of, I don't know that it rebrands it as much as it just reconfigures what's behind it. So we're in the works to do that, and it'll have a slightly different feel when you get back over here.
Well, I'm excited about Old Red. I didn't know.
Sometimes people, I didn't know the song. I've had people like sing the song in meetings, and I'm like, oh, that's Blake Shelton's dog, by the way.
If no one has any other questions, I'll make a motion to approve items 7 and 8. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Good luck. Thank you.
Goes to the Board of County Commissioners on the 22nd of June.
Okay,
back to item number 1, ET 22400064, WS 180613, Herrera Alicia, waiver of development standards. Second extension of time to reduce the side setback for a partially constructed room addition in conjunction with existing single-family residence on 0.5 acres in RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, generally located on the east side of Firethorn Lane, 90 feet north of Buckboard Lane within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Francisco Ibarra on behalf of Alicia Herrera. Address is...
On your name, could you spell that for me and make sure that it's on my camera?
Oh, maybe, right?
The light should be on if it's on.
Again, my name is Francisco Ibarra, I-B-A-R-R-A, and I'm here on behalf of Alicia Herrera. My address is 8829 Saddle Red Avenue, Las Vegas, 89143. And what we are asking here tonight, is for an extension of an already approved waiver. We got it approved a couple of years ago. And just the pandemic came along and we were not able to keep on going with the plans and everything. And we're already working on this. There were several sections because of the legal profession that they had when they purchased the property. And we already have approved a garage conversion in the back of the house. And there was a already begun construction on the side of the house, which was encroaching into the setbacks, original setbacks. Mm-hmm. So again, all of this was approved a few years back, and we were just trying to get an extension. And with that time, we're gonna be able to not only approve the plans, but approve all the inspections required to be approved the construction in a legal situation.
Okay. So anyone here like speak on the item? Hard to think so. Seeing none, I'll open it to the close to the public and open it to the board. This is second extension. So this all started, it got approved by the Planning Commission back in 2018, October of 2018. And so now the excuse is the pandemic, although county planning was open, as far as I know, during the pandemic, and people could do whatever they needed to get done there. Maybe not as quick, I don't know, but they could. And now, 2 years later, here we come again and we want another extension of time. And I've got some heartburn over that. Okay? Staff is, I guess, recommending, 18 to 24 months, I believe? Until May 2024. So now, at that point, we'll be at 6 years that this has been going on. That gave you 4 years to take care of these problems.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. And I'm not buying the pandemic. We hear that all the time. If they were open, that could have been taken care of. So what's the reason now?
Just at the beginning, the owner tried to pull the premise on their own, like preparing some sort of plans, and it was like a really labor, not the quality and the information that the building department would be requesting. And that's why now I step into the situation and we're preparing like a really a professional plans and everything. So I know this we can resolve in a matter of like 4 months.
Were you in the contractor or
something? No, we were not in the beginning. We just came in as a contractor.
You're now?
Oh, yes, yes.
But you weren't involved in this mess before?
No, absolutely not. I know for sure that this is, I'm sorry about that, but this is like an easy thing in regarding to the permits that are being approved at the building department. Mm-hmm. But when the owner tries to get their hands on to them, there's like way too many codes and requirements and everything that the building department just write down a letter. I need you to correct this because of this and that. The owner mm-hmm. doesn't know anything about that, so that's fine.
So now that you're involved in it, how long do you really think it's going to take you to get this thing?
The permit should be resolved in a matter of like, we're going to be done in a couple of months maybe. Okay. Then the building department, as you may know, they take mm-hmm. on the easy thing, 3-4 months. On the long time, like 8-9 months or such. Yeah. Once we get it approved, since everything is pretty much constructed and the only thing that I think will be regarding modification will be the roof structure, I would say 6 months more, 6 months on top of the approving of the plans. So I would take a year and a half maybe. Yeah, that should
I'm
be enough.
With a year.
Yes.
I don't know about you. You know that you're working
Just keep in mind the building department, because the building department, you guys have told different things, but the building department, uh-huh. they take the time. And now they are doing the thing they are subcontracting exterior reviewing personnel, and they take a long time.
Uh-huh. As someone who deals with the building department every day, it doesn't take that long. Yes, there's some delays, and yes, they're pushing people out, but it shouldn't take a year and a half for this.
I was thinking a year should be sufficient. I think he's saying that too. He's saying 6 months.
And as you pointed out, this started in 2018.
Yeah.
And then they got, CC Pro was involved with violations in 20 and 21.
Right.
So even though it was a pandemic, there was still building going on, active violations of building without permits.
When did you get involved with the last issue? Let's say 2021 is the last time.
That was the last active violation for building.
And when did you come into the picture?
Yeah, just about 2021, because I resolved the permits for the garage in the back that they converted into a habitable space. So I was the one who was pulling the permits on that one. We got everything approved. And now we have to step into this one, the waiver thing, mm-hmm. because we need the waiver in order to submit the plans for approval.
Well, and what I don't understand is, if you had a set of plans that got turned in 2018 that came back with comments from building that the owner didn't understand, then you had a set of plans.
Yes, I've been trying to work on
that. So how, it doesn't take that long to answer the questions that building has on the plans. Even if you had to back in 2018, this town was booming, you could have had plans drawn by many, many architects that were available and had them resubmitted if you were unable to handle the comments that came back from the county. None of this makes sense of why it would take a year or 2 years to get a permit. The delays didn't happen until after COVID, when everybody was shut down for 2 weeks, but everybody was working. And I just have another thing that gives me a bad taste is that no one showed up here when you were on the agenda for 531. It doesn't sound like anyone's taking this seriously. Like, I'll get to it when I'll get to it. I'll build a little when I feel like building a little till I get caught again. I mean, I agree with John. I say give them 6 months. If they can't get their act together in 6 months after 4 years, just tear it down.
You're the contractor now?
Yes, yes. But the 6 months will be okay for the permit? But
yes, you
for
will
the
have.
Permits, not the
yes,
construction.
Yes, you will not only have your permits in less than 6 months, but you'll have all your inspections if you can build it in 6 months. I this is what I do for a living. I know darn well that I can finish a project from start to finish in 3 months, including all the inspections, the buildings, and even have pulled special use permits on top of that. So you can definitely get it done in 6 months or you don't know what you're doing.
If,
yes.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
If you submit quality plans and are actually using the quality plans that Public Works and the building department have actually reviewed.
If you're drawing it on a piece of notebook paper.
Exactly. If they are the ones that sign off on those plans, they'll get on it.
Yes.
Because otherwise they lose funding for their own staff.
Mm-hmm.
So people out here that go, you know, it's them, right? They go, I'm an ex-planner for the county.
Okay.
And I'll say, one of the things that the building department and the public works department and all of them, they pride themselves in moving pretty quickly in Nevada, and those measurements have come out true. There are things that they mess up. We heard a case prior to yours about a very complicated water public works construction and flood control project on Paradise. Now that one's taken 4 years, but it is a multi-billion dollar project. I'm gonna say this isn't, and that if quality plans are submitted and if they are reviewed by the building department and the public works department or whoever, right, and stamped and issued the permit, then get moving on it and get it done. I'm with these guys. I
what if you did 6 months, if they don't get it done, it comes back?
It's either important or it's not.
So I'm saying, give them the 6 months. Yep. If it doesn't get done in 6 months, it comes back here to explain why.
Well, the county said that if it came back again, they'd say no.
Yes.
Well, going for a shorter period of time, too.
So I think, Mr. Chair, I think a reasonable time would be 2023. All right, instead of 2024. I mean, that means you've got to complete the building permit and the inspection process. That means it's got to be built.
Yes, done.
And so they will come out and look at it. And if it's not done, they're not going to approve another extension. All right, that means you'll have to tear this stuff down. All right, that's the backhoe.
Yes, 1 year. Sir.
1 year.
And our applicant's representative is actually agreeing to that, Mr. Chair. So I'd like to make a motion for approval of this particular application following the preliminary staff conditions with a change under the current planning first bullet until May 4, 2025. I'm sorry, 2023. I went the wrong way.
Where are we going?
I went the wrong way.
Where are we going?
2023.
May 4th, 2023.
Correct.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve, subject to the current preliminary staff conditions, until May 4th, 2023, instead of 2024. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It needs to be done.
Absolutely.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
And you go to the Planning Commission on 6/21.
Yes.
All right. General business. Do you have any general business? No. Okay. Item number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Next meeting is June 28th, 2022. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for coming.
Hang on, 1 second.